Unpleasant as it was on the bridge, where we could see each stage of the tragedy as it unfolded, the strain on those whose duties kept them below must have been far more severe. In the engine room and stoke holes, there were long silences with the engine stopped, punctuated by the three underwater shocks, each of which gave increasing cause for speculation on the final fate of the flotilla. In one ship, only a few minutes after Ariel had been struck, a sound was heard that caused her crew to hold their breath. A hollow scraping on the side of their ship, starting near the bow and grinding slowly aft. Then silence, as the mine swung clear of the stern without exploding. Grim as these moments were, there were others of light relief, as when a stokehole hatch on Abdul was flung open and a grimy head appeared. Surveying the scene of Vehement's fiery beacon lighting the wreck of Ariel, he addressed his mate below with the words, "Blimey, Bill, you'd almost think it was the 5th of November."